beneath the valley. Inkwell bled the word farewell to parchment sped. Red wine of disclosure spilled to all of those who wished him ill. The mystic will within his heart had been accused of wishing harm. His heart had sunken at the news, the drunken lies of instant news. The way to prove dishonesty and other crude atrocities. Beneath the veil the inkwell bled, the shoed of tenebrosity. His life seemed way too short for animosity. Besides, he had gleaned the source of purest prophecy. The blackest night had long since passed, when vessel sailed halfway mast. The distant tides through waters calm in honor of the fallen. Thus why the skies were overcast, his measured breath protested last. At death's request the inkwell bled, still life became his calling. Ill-timed demise, no wise surprise, hereby assigned a sight to write. To fight for life, find shade to brave, revitalize the fatal way. To die for art, the wild and brave, to bleed true heart beneath the veil. To lift his reddened palms and say, I wish to see no harm prevail. To live and breathe deliberately, inkwell bled felicitous. Appropriate to tone and shape, love felt unconditionally. To die for art, the wild and brave, would shine a light through rise of waves. Enticing rays of hope afloat, with eyes ablaze the poets wrote. Admiring gaze unbroken flowed, advising ways for broken bones to heal. In blindest faith the dying race can find a way to feel. The mystic quill within his palm, the word farewell crossed out. The scribe then wept with treasured tears, sincerely blessed about. Beneath the veil the inkwell bled, a pile of leaves to rest his head. Felt home without a shadow of a doubt. This brought about the end of 40 days and nights of drought. Beneath the veil the inkwell bled, the word farewell to parchment sped. Red wine of disclosure spilled to all of those who wished him ill. The mystic quill within his palm had been accused of wishing harm. His heart had sunken at the news, the drunken lies of lipsless news. The ways to prove dishonesty and other crude atrocities. Beneath the veil the inkwell bled, the shield of tenebrosity. The blackest night had long since passed, when vessel sailed at halfway mast. The distant tides with waters calmed in honor of the fallen. Thus while the skies were overcast, his measured breath contested last. At death's request the inkwell bled, still life became his calling. Beneath the veil the inkwell bled, a pile of leaves to rest his head. Felt home without the shadow of a doubt. This brought about the end of 40 days and nights of drought.